Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
We are beginning tonight's shiur in Siman Kuf Pei Gimel. We are up to Siv Zayin, the last line on page Pei Ches. We're about to turn on to page 176. The Mechaber says in Siv Zayin, Nochon hadover shekol echon mehamesubin yomar belachash im hamavarech kol bracha ubracha. It is proper that every person that is sitting by the Suda should say quietly with the one who is leading the benching every single bracha, v'afilu hachasimos, even the ending of the brachos. Everyone should bench along with the leader. The Ramah says, v'yakdim l'sayim tzas kodem hamavarech. However, the mesubin should try to go a drop faster at the end to finish each bracha before the mevarech, kedei sheyana amein, that way they could answer amein on the mevarech's bracha. Kidlael Siminuntes, the Ain Nostin Kosha Bracha Elulatov Ayin. And the Ramah ends off the Sif and says that we don't give the Kosha Bracha, we don't give someone to lead the benching unless he is a Tov Ayin, unless he has a good eye. Says the Mishabura Sif Kadnuch of Zayin, Nochon Adavar, Hainu, after Midina Hoyoser Nochon Shiishmu Hamasubin Kola Birchasamozo Mipi Hamizamin Vuhuyotsiyan Bibirchaso, even though Mi'ikradin, really the proper thing to do would be that everyone should listen to the one who's leading the benching, and he'll be motzi them with his bracha. Best is that no one makes any brachos at all. One person leads the benching, he benches, and we all listen to him. Still, since it is found in our great Averos, that people get distracted. We are in a generation where people nowadays get distracted easily. And they're not able to focus on what the Mevarach is saying at all. So they're missing out by, they're supposed to listen to the leader. They're not listening properly. They get distracted. They're not going to be Yotze. The Birchas HaMazon. Umevatlin asei daraisa biyadayim. That will cause them to mevatel this mitzvah daraisa of benching biyadayim. Lekach nochum. Therefore, it is proper kayom nowadays, yoser, that is better. Shamisubin yomru baatzman belachash komila umila im hamavarich, kedei sheyavarchu yachtov. So, even though really in Ikra Adin, one person should bench, everyone should listen, but we're not able to focus, and therefore the best way, like the Mechaber says, everyone benches along quietly with the mavarich. So they should bench together. And since they're benching together, that will be called a bircha zimun. And their mekayim, that was the pasuk says by zimun, gadlu Hashem iti unrom moshmo yachtov. That raise up Hashem's name with me, and it will be meromim his name together. The mizei alfin and bircha zimun. That is the pasuk. That's the source of zimun. And by everyone benching together, they're mekayim that. Ukumoshe gasadu l'kaman. Like we'll see later on in Siman Kuf Tzadi Beis Mishabura. Sivkaton chavches. So again, the Mechaber said the best way, and the Mishabura adjusted it. The best way nowadays is that all the mesuvin should say quietly with the mevarech kol bracha ubracha. The alkol ponim yizaru lomar imo belachash bracha rishona. At the very least, what you should do nowadays, this is very lemaisa, is that you should be careful to say with the leader the first bracha quietly. The ilav hochi, because if not so, lahar be poskim lo mikri zimun klal. Many say if you're not benching quietly along with the leader of the benching, the first bracha, you are not being mekayim the mitzvah of zimun at all, like we'll see later in Siman Reish. Ulefiza, according to this, Mashen Ohagim Harbe Anoshim, that which many people are knowing, Sha'achar Sha'omru Baruch Sha'achanu Mishalov Tavochainu, after they finish the Zimun before the benching, Kol Echad Ve'echad Mevarech Bekol Ram Bifneatzmo, everyone goes ahead and benches out loud themselves, Shelo Kadin Him Osim, they are not doing the right thing. It's not that you finish the Zimun and everyone starts benching out loud, that is incorrect. Rather, the one who is leading the benching should say at the very least the first bracha out loud. That way the people that are around should hear his bracha. And they should say quietly the first bracha word for word with him. So they're able to hear what he's saying, but they're also saying it together quietly. Just when it gets towards the end of the bracha, they say it a drop faster to finish the bracha, so that they can answer his bracha, which he finishes after them, they can answer amen. Like the Ramah told us. Look in the Magen Avraham where he has a tzad to say that we should do halacha l'maisa like the Tashbetz, who holds the ad hazones akol tzrichim lishtok, that until the end of the first bracha, everyone around the table has to be silent, v'lishmoa, and to listen, u'lechavein lotzeis min ha'mavarech, and they should have in mind to be yosei with the one who's benching. We said before, the really best way to do it is one person says the entire benching, everyone listens. There it's hard to focus, so therefore the next best thing, like the Mechaber says, is one person says it out loud and everyone says it quietly with him. We said it's very important to make sure, at least for the first bracha, he's saying it out loud, everyone's saying it quietly. But Zalkin Magen Avraham, it could be we should really do like the Tashbetz, which tells us that until the end of the first bracha, that we shouldn't say anything. No one should say the first bracha except for the Mevarech. Maybe we can't have kavana for the entire benching, but for one bracha we can have kavana for the ikker part of the benching, which is the zimun. We should be able to listen to the Mevarech. V'lishmoa u'lechavein lotzeis min ha'mevarech. U'misham ve'elach, and from there and onward, from the second bracha and weiter, yivorchu ba'atzman b'lachash im ha'mevarech. Then they should say quietly along with the Mevarech. The first bracha says the Magen Avraham that maybe we should do like the Tashbetz. The ad shom hi birchas hazimun, because until the end of the first bracha, that is the birchas hazimun, that's the ikar, and we shouldn't say it at all, we should just listen to the Mevarech. Aval ein anu nohagim kein. But we are not knowing that way. Umikom makom, but still, hatov v'hayosher, the best way is, the good and straight way is, if you know that the people that are in your crowd, that you're mesuban around the table, you know that they can be mechavein to one bracha, lasos ka tashbeitz, they're able to handle the tashbeitz and to listen to one bracha, rak sheyodia lahem mitchilo sheyachavnu lotzeis. Just you should inform them beforehand that they should be mechavein to be yotzi with that bracha, v'gam hu yechavein lotziyam, and you the mevarach should have in mind to be motzi them. So even though we're not knowing that way l'maisa, but the tov yosher is, if you know you have a crowd that can do the tashbetz, you in fact should do the tashbetz. V'davka kishashomim kulam evinim lashon hakodesh, this is specifically the people around the table understand the lashon hakodesh of the benching, the ilav hochi, because if they don't understand the words, b'vaday tov yosher sheyevarchu ba'atzman, then for sure it is better they make their own benching, call birchas hamazon, the entire benching themselves, but lo lotzeis min ha'mevarach, not to be yotzei with someone else. If you look at the Shai Tzion Lamedal, he writes, the reason why if they don't understand the lashon of the benching, they should bench by themselves is, that lo yesh kama poskim this sviru, there are various poskim that hold, later on at Simen Kuf Tzadi Gimel, de mi she'enu maven lashon hakodesh, one who does not understand lashon hakodesh, lo yotza ayidei shmiya me'acherim, can't be yotzei through hearing others. So assuming the crowd that's there understands Lashon HaKodesh, and you feel they came in mechaving for one bracha, so the best is, if you're leading the benching, you have in mind to be motzi them, tell them to have in mind to be yotzei, only you say the first bracha, they listen, and then they join in quietly for the rest of benching. Sivkoton Chavtes is going on the last point of the Ramah, which says that we don't give the kosher bracha except to a tov ayim. Says the Mishabura, Shehu sone betza v'goma chesed b'mono. He hates stolen goods, and he does chesed with his money. Shenemar, because the pasuk says, tov ayin hu yivorach. It says, the good eye, he is blessed. And Chazal darshan, al tikri yivorach, don't read that he is blessed, elo yivorich. He should bless, meaning he should lead the benching. One who has a good eye, he's a generous person, he's the one who should lead the benching. Says the Mechaber, Vaitis of Ches. We've learned earlier in Hilchos Kriyas Shema, Hilchos Tefila, there are certain times when we say you're allowed to interrupt if someone that's choshev comes in, you could initiate a greeting, or someone that you're afraid of comes in, you could initiate or respond. There's a whole discussion l'gavi Kriyas Shema. So here, when it comes to benching, the Mechaber says when it comes lishol means to initiate a greeting during benching. Mipnei ha'yira, because it's a person that you fear, or mipnei ha'kavod, or a person that you have to give honor to. So there are those who say that benching has the din of tefillah, as opposed to kriyashma. Rather, it has a din of tefillah. Says the Mishaburah Sukkotan Lamed, Shedino ketfila, She'ein sho'alun u'meshivin klal. As opposed to Kriya Shema, where there are certain times, nowadays we're not knowing this at L'maisa, but in the Ikra Adin, you are interrupting Kriya Shema to be Shalom, Ibn Ashalom, Ibn Yira, a whole discussion over there. By Tefillah, we do not interrupt for this. By benching, we're saying it's like Tefillah, you would not interrupt Ibn Akavar or Ibn Yira. The Atam, and the reason we are comparing Birchas HaMazon to Tefillah, as opposed to Kriya Shema or Halal or other things, Midimatzinu Shechmiru Chachamim Birchas HaMazon Sheim Avarchin El B'Mokom Echol Ketefillah. Since we find that Chazal were Makbid, that when it comes to benching, you can't bench El B'Mokom Echol Ketefillah, you have to be in one place. As we'll see shortly, just like by Shmon Esrei, La'afuke Kriya Shema. Unlike Kriya Shema, she'yochol la'omra b'mahalich, you're able to say Kriya Shema while you're walking, min pasuk rishon ve'elach. Once you finish the first pasuk, you're allowed to say the rest of Kriya Shema when you're walking. V'yesh omrin mei al levavecha ve'elach, some say from al levavecha and onward. But everyone holds that at some point, you're able to say Kriya Shema while you're walking. Shmon Esrei, as we know, we don't walk when we say Shmon Esrei, and we also do not walk in general when we are benching. Kedula'el, simin, samach gimel, ayin shavim v'shabura. Therefore, Zakta Mishabura, the comparison between Birchas HaMazon and Tefillah, that we don't interrupt for any Yira, any Kavod, that is because they are similar in that they are both done in one place, they are not done while you are walking. Says the Mechaber Sivtes, Tzorech Leishev B'Shal Shem Avarech, you must sit at the time when you are benching. Beinim Hoya Holech B'Beiso Kesha'achal, whether you were walking around your house when you were eating, Omeid, or you were eating while you were standing, Omeisav, or you were lying down while you were eating, no matter what your position was in the house when you were eating, Kishemagia Levarech, when it comes time to bench, Tzorech Leishev, you must sit. Kedesha Yucha Lechaven Yoser, that way you're able to have more Kavanah, because you're sitting. Vegan Lo Yehemeisav, you also shouldn't be lying down while you're benching. Shu Derech Gaiva, that's a haughty way to be benching. Eloyeshev Be'ema, rather you should be sitting and you should have fear of Hashem. The Ramah says, nearly, Delav Dafka Mevarech, this halacha of the Mechaber is Lav Dafka, the one who is leading the benching and actually saying the Birchas HaMazon. Elohu Adin Kolam Mesubin. But the same thing is true for all those who are sitting around that are listening to the benching. Lo Yeshvu Bekalus Rosh Ela Be'ema. They shouldn't be sitting with lightheadedness, they should be sit with fear. Neo, however, Im Lo Osa Kain. If one did not follow this rule of benching while sitting, Afilu Beirach Mahalech, even if he benched as he was walking around, B'dieved Yotza. He is Yotzei, his benching. He didn't do the right thing, but he is Yotzei, his benching, if he's walking around. Says the Mishaburah, Sef Katan Lamed Aleph, B'shoshim Mevarech. The first point the Mechaber said, you need to be sitting down while you bench. U'mistimas ha'poskim ashma. From the fact that the poskim are not mechalek, it is mashma. Degam bracha revius. Even the fourth bracha of benching. Av shehimid derabonon. Even though, as we will discuss, and we have mentioned before, the fourth bracha is only midrabanan. Tzarech leishev, you have to sit for that bracha as well. Ki heichi delo lezelzulei bei. So you shouldn't be mezalzel in the fourth bracha. We see a few halachas when it comes to Birchas HaMazon. Even though the first three brachas are daraisa, the fourth one's derabanan, we throw in the fourth one with the same din as the first three in order that it shouldn't be a zilzel. Here is one of them. The fact that the poskim are not mechalek, the same way you should sit for benching, the brachas daraisa, 1, 2, and 3, you should also sit for the fourth bracha as well. Sefkotan lamed beis. He's being medayik, and the Mechaber said, whether you were eating, walking around your house, or you were eating, standing or sitting, why does it say your house? It says the Mishabur Lama Beis, the Mahalech Baderech. Because if you weren't eating, walking around your house, but rather you were eating, walking outside, Ayin Lakamam Besif Yudav. We'll see in a couple of moments, there the halacha changes. Sifkotan Lamed Gimel, the Ramah said, who didn't call him a subin. Not only the Mavarach has to sit, anyone listening to the benching has to sit as well. The Kevan, the Kulan, Yotzim, Bibirchaso, since they're all being Yotze with his bracha, again, they're doing the ideal Mahalach where one person's benching, everyone else is listening. So even though they're not actually saying the bracha, but they're being Yotze with his bracha, Tzrichin Leshev, they must be sitting. Ube'emo, Kamavarach Atzmo, with Emo, with fear, just like the one who's benching. We said, B'dievet, if one did bench when he was walking around, he is Yotze. We're talking over here very specifically. You were walking around your house when you were eating, and you continue to walk around your house while you are benching. Then b'dieved yotzei. Aval kishaholach l'mokom acher. But if you walk to another place, uberach, and you bench over there, yesh deos b'zeh, That's already a machlokas. Ayin lakama misimin kuf pei dalet sif aleph bagab. Mirz Hashem, we will see that shortly. Says the Mechaber, Vayter sif yud. Yesh omrim, there are those who say, shegam birchas me'ein shalosh tzorech lo omra miyushuv. There are those who say not only benching has to be said when you are sitting, but also alamichya, lechara alagefen, any birchas me'ein shalosh will have to be said while sitting as well. The Mishaburu says in Sefkot and Lamed, hey, shegam birchas me'ein shalosh, ayin v'birag rosh etola din zeb mashim avur lakamah mesimin kuf pei dalet sif gimel. Look in the Viragra where he is Tola, he depends this din on the din that we'll see in Mirz Hashem shortly in Simin Kuf Pei Dalet Siv Gimel. If you turn the page, you look at Siv Gimel, he writes, the Mechaber says, Yesh Omrim Shekol Shivas Haminim Tu'unim Brocha La'achareya B'mekomam. Some say that all Shivas Haminim require their Brocha Achareya to be in their place. V'yesh Omrim Dechamishas Minei Dogon Dafka. Some say only the five grains. So machlokes, which bracha achron has to be in the place, is it all the shivas aminim, even if you're saying only an ala peiros, is that going to need a makoma also, or is it only the five grains? So we hear the Gra's telling us, this din of sif yud, that there are those who say that birchas mein shalosh, you must say sitting down, that's connected to whenever you have to say the bracha b'makoma, that's when it has to be said sitting down. The Harambam, Shehu Baldeya Zo, the Rambam who is authoring this halacha over here, Sif Yud of the Mechaber, Ozer L'shitaso Shom. The same way he's saying over here, that Birchas Me'ein Shalosh, all-inclusive, needs to be said sitting down, that's L'shitaso in Sif Gimel in the next Simin, that all Shivas Haminim, the Baruch Achor, needs to be made in its place. Ulefiza, according to this, Bechameishas Minei Dogon Al-Koponim L'Kuli Alma. When it comes to the five grains, then for sure, according to everyone, Tzarech Leo's Dafka Bracha Achrona Shalhem B'Yeshiva, you have to sit for Alamichya. In other words, the other Bracha Achronas of Me'in Shalosh, which is on the Zayin Minim, or on Yayin, so that's already a Machlokas if it needs Bracha Achrona B'Mekoma. So it'll be a Machlokas over here also if the Bracha Achrona needs to be said sitting down. But every Shita holds over there that you must say Alamichya on the five grains B'Mekoma. So for sure you would need over here as well that for at least by the five grains, you would have to say the bracha achrona while you are sitting. Says the Mechaber, Vayter Sif Yud Aleph, Im hoya mahalech baderech va'uchel. If someone was walking while he was eating, now we're not recommending that, but if someone was walking while he was eating, Eino tzorech leishev ulevarech. He does not need to sit down and bench. Lefish she'ein daitu miyushevas alav. He will not have yishevadas. He's on his way somewhere. He's rushing. He's eating on the go. He's able to bench on the go as well. If we're going to force him to sit down, he's going to get thrown off. He's not going to be able to be mechavin in his benching. Says the Mishabura of Katan Lamed Vov, Olov, Lefish Ein Daito Miyushevas, Lefish Ein Daito Miyushevas, Im Yeshev, if he sits down. Mipnei sheyikshe be'enav ichor darko. Because it is going to be hard in his eyes, the delay in his trip. V'lo yuchal l'chavin yofi, he won't be able to mechavin properly. Elo mahalech u'mevarech, rather he's able to walk and bench. Kosav achai odom. De kol zeh dafko kesh'ach iloso hoya derech halicha. This is only true. If he was eating on the go, then he could bench on the go. Kemo shekosav ha-mechaber, the mechaber writes explicitly, shemahalech ba-derech va-ochel. He was walking on the derech and he was eating. Aval im achiloso hoya b'yeshiva. But if he was eating when he was sitting down, tzoruch levarech gam kem b'yeshiva. In other words, if you ate when you're sitting down, you can't then rush for your benching and bench while you're walking. But if you were eating on the go, you could bench on the go. So whatever position you were in when you were eating, so that's the position you have to be in when you're benching. Says the Mechaber by the Sif Yud Beis. Aser levarich v'hu osek b'malachto. You're not allowed to bench when you're being osek in any kind of malacha. You're doing any kind of work, you can't be benching. But says the Mishabur, Sekot Lamed Zayin, this is not limited to benching. Aser levarich, hainu kola brachos. All brachos. Zot Mishabura, this is not a din in benching. This is din in all brachos. You are not allowed to make a bracha when you're being osek in your malacha. V'ayin l'kamam esimim kuf tzadi alav Mishabura shesham avur heitav. Then the Mishabura explains it clearly. Let's glance at note number 27, a little preview of what we'll see soon about what you're not allowed to do while you are making a bracha. Sham bir, there the Mishabura explains, shafilu tash mishkal osar lasos. Even a light activity you can't do while you're making a bracha. V'kol shekein shelo yaso b'davar shetzarach losim es libo ilov. Certainly it's something that's more involved and you have to focus on it more. Certainly you shouldn't make a bracha while you're being involved in such a malacha. Next paragraph. Od kasav sham b'shem ataz. The Mishabur writes there further b'shem ataz. Shetam hadover she'osar lasas melocha b'shas amiras bracha. The reason why you should not be involved in any melocha while you're saying a bracha. Kevan shezem morash ha'bracha etzlo al tzara mikra. It makes it seem like the bracha is just happenstance. It's just by the way. It's not an ikr by you. V'nichla hadover v'maymar ha'torah. This will be included in that which the Torah says. V'imtelchu imi keri. Hashem says by the Tochacha, if you go with me, v'keri, the hainu. Shelo yiwa mitzvos etzlo al tzad ha'mikra ba'amu. The mitzvos should not be by us. Just tam derech mikra. V'hosev, and he adds on, shelefikach, gam yesh leizor shelo l'ayin b'shas birchas ha'mozom. U'bishar brachos, you should also be careful that while you're benching, you're making any bracha, you should not be looking at filu b'divrei Torah. It's not a time to be learning. Mishum sha'af ze mora al hayos ha'bracha etzlo al tzad ha'mikra. Even if you're learning, it's very nice that you're learning, but it makes it seem like your bracha is very random, it's very happenstance, and it's very not chosha to the bracha. Even if you were in the middle of the activity before you got to the bracha, we're going to see later on, she'tzarach lahav sika b'shah shemavarach, you must stop whatever you are doing in order to make the bracha. And the last point, he brings in note 27, the gam lirmos be'enav, even to make ramazim, to hint things with your eyes, Aruch HaShulchan writes, that is aser bebirchas ha'mazom, kevan shedomehi letfila. This would be a chumra daf in benching, like we said before, we had a tzushah between benching and tfila. The gabi not being masik, b'nei ha'shalom, b'nei ha'yira, b'nei ha'kovim, b'nei ha'yira. So here also Aruch HaShulchan says, you wouldn't be even allowed to be merames with your eyes while you're benching, just like you can't do that during Shmoneh Esrei. That concludes Siman Kuf Pei Gimel. In Mirtz Hashem, tomorrow we will begin the new Siman Kuf Pei Dalet.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.